So what's going on and welcome back to Monologue. Welcome back to my Autonomy One Boy podcast. Today I will talk about cars. But why? A few weeks ago I got my driver's license after a long time, more than 2 years after starting driving lessons to be exact. It took so much time because many reasons. It was never my highest priority, and there were 2 lockdowns and 3 failed attempts in the practical exams, so it took many time. In 2 years, I had much time to think about why the car is so important for the humans. I didn't always want to get my driver's license, but it was since my birth a big dream of my father and my uncle Walter. That will someday take my car license. So the passion never come from me, but always from other humans. The passion wasn't the only reason for me to get my car license. There are also reasons with practical backgrounds, and I think also with prestige backgrounds. It's not so cool, but it is. Through this never even exist passion, I always had an objective perspective on the passion of the other people. The climate car discussion is one of the most emotional discussions in the last years. Today I don't want to discuss how bad the car is actually contributing to the global warming, but rather look at the emotional behind the discussion. The question is pretty easy to answer. The humans love their cars, and people don't like it if we take something away from them, if they love it. I think there are many reasons, and one of them I would like to present today in my train of thought of today. The idea of this train of thought is more than a half year old. It came in one of my driving lessons. Let's start. Bill Gates drives often in his car to get down, mostly at night, mostly pretty quickly. But also much other humans do this for getting down. People in my personal sphere tell me similar, with the different that they often do that not only in night and not only pretty quick. Driving with car is always pretty good to getting down for persons. But why? The humans getting down when they are driving. Why? Is it the speed? Is it the feeling? I think it is the feeling, but what type of feeling is it? Is it the feeling of control? I think it is the feeling of control, but I think it's more. Driving a car is a moment in which we have time for ourselves. We dare to listen to music loudly and sing along. We feel liberated. The condition of the car expanded our action space. The car is a medium, an instrument that helps us to grow beyond ourselves. It's a pretty interesting question whether we actually outgrow ourselves. Media scientists would now pull Marshall McLuhan's amputation thesis, but we stop at this point. If we take the human in the car, we take his instrument to expand himself. And I think that's the fear which is at the roof of the human. This thesis brings many questions. Maybe the car expand us too much. I don't know, but I'm pretty interested on your opinions. So what are the alternatives for the cars? I think from this perspective, a train isn't a good alternative for a car. I think the alternative for a car isn't another personal transport machine. I think the alternative for the car is another instrument which help the people to expand themselves. Maybe we have to try the old instruments for music. And let's say I, as somebody who drive cars without passion, and as somebody who ends his last piano lessons after 4 years teaching with the words from my esteemed piano teacher, "It was pretty interesting to make music with you, Leonard, with somebody who is so musically incompetent like you." And with these words, I leave you in the day. Have a nice day. See you soon. Your Leonard.